Guided by the mottos artistry through opportunity and excellence through education, the Choral Society of Northeast Pennsylvania, formed in 1999 through the merger of the former Singers Guild of Scranton and the Wyoming Valley Oratorio Society, the 60-voice symphonic chorus performs not only the masterpieces of the choral orchestral repertoire, but the most recent of contemporary Western and world music. The chorus often collaborates with the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, is heard in regional broadcasts here on WVIA-FM, and has appeared at the Wilkes-Barre Arena with both Kenny Rogers and the acclaimed Star Wars in concert. The symphonic chorus of the Choral Society of Northeast Pennsylvania, under the direction of Dr. Alan Baker, will open the 2016-2017 season this Sunday afternoon, November 6th, at 4 o'clock in the new Dallas High School Auditorium. The program is titled Songs of Democracy, and Dr. Baker stopped in to fill us in.
This is the symphonic adult chorus of the Choral Society with some soloists and four-hand piano for a lot of this concert. So Ron Stabinski, the wonderful Ron Stabinski, will be joined by Dr. Sharice Baldoria, one of my colleagues from Bloomsburg, and quite a few of the accompaniments are four-hand piano.
What is the tone and what's the theme?
Oh, well, program's called Songs of Democracy. I credit VIA for this, actually. I was sitting home 4th of July last year, and you play all this wonderful, patriotic American music that day. I'm singing along in the kitchen. At that point, I still didn't have a concert for the fall. And I'm just thinking how much fun this stuff was to sing. And we don't function in the summer. We close down and kind of use that to recharge. And things like patron campaigns and that type of thing. So let's just do a concert for the veterans and for the military right here at the beginning of November to kind of celebrate Veterans Day and remember their service and sacrifice, that type of thing. And so it's a lot of that American patriotic songs we know, songs we love to sing. We'll have quite a few opportunities for audience join in, participate, present the colors, honor the flag, sing the Star Spangled Banner, say the pledge, all of that stuff.
There is such a rich array.
There is. There really is. Well, actually started with the service marches, Wanted to do a medley of the service marches. Just mention now that the concert is not free for everyone, but it's free for a lot of people. It's free for any veterans or current military service personnel, and 18 and under free as well. But I want to start it off with those service marches, which they're so fun. They really are fun to sing. And then some other marches, well, like the Stars and Stripes Forever, which some people don't know that there are actually words to it. Sousa wrote them, I think, on a ship crossing to Europe with his band on a tour, and he wrote them overnight or something like that. But they're kind of old style words, and they're fast. But we're gonna sing the Stars and Stripes Forever. Of course, I think you have to sing God Bless America, don't you? In kind of Kate Smith style with a soloist, and then an a cappella harmonization leading up, to let's all stand together and sing that tune. And then, picked some other stuff, wanted to find some music that kind of touched on various of the American wars, So from the Revolution, the most famous piece is probably William Billings' Chester, Let Tyrants Shake Their Iron Rods, and the galling chains and all of that. Just, a romper stomper, I guess, as they say. Battle Hymn of the Republic, which I think kind of attaches itself to the Civil War, we think of that. The Dallas High School Chamber Choir is going to come in too and sing some numbers, and one thing they'll sing is Flanders Field, which is the most famous poem from World War I, really touching. And then Norman Della Gioia's Jubilant Song, which sets Walt Whitman, and that's a piece that he wrote in celebration of the end of World War II. That's a great piece. Whitman's hard to set, it's difficult poetry, I think, to set, but that's a great setting. And kind of a piano show piece as well for Ron. America the Beautiful, you have to sing America the Beautiful. And we're doing a setting of Eternal Father, Strong to Save, which is kind of the naval hymn. There are additional verses to that, though, which kind of bring it full circle when we talk about the land and the sea. It's a really touching text, I think, and a beautiful hymn. A piece people might not know called just the Hymn for America by Stephen Paulus. They may have heard it, you know, on one of those 4th of July broadcasts. It's the most beautiful poem by Michael Dennis Brown, a contemporary poet who kind of specializes in these kind of strophic hymn-like, and it's just the most beautiful, touching. I get all teary when we sing it, and it's a cappella. It's really beautiful. And then we also want to just get a few pieces in there that kind of touch on some of the, I suppose you would call them, good honest American qualities. You know, well, first let me, we celebrate freedom, so I picked an African American spiritual called O Freedom, which was also, I think, a big part of the civil rights movement. Just basically, before I'd be a slave, I'd be buried in my grave. And it's powerful, very powerful spiritual. Not one that's been arranged a lot, too. So this is we found a lovely, really powerful a cappella arrangement of that. I wanted to find something that I thought represented just American optimism. So I went to Dolly Parton, which is... I don't know. There's a Dolly Parton song called Light of a Clear Blue Morning. And recently it was arranged by Craig Hella Johnson, which has this wonderful professional choir out of Austin, Texas, called Conspirare. And it's an a cappella arrangement. It's just quite touching. And it's optimistic, you know. It's been a long night. But the morning comes, you know. There will be a morning. And finally, the Aaron Copland. I think you have to do some Copland, right? He's kind of the quintessential American composer, and his piece called The Promise of Living. It's a chorus from his opera, The Tenderland. And I picked that because I think it just shares a wonderful message about community and, you know, working together. Specifically, but also symbolically, I think, about working together to prepare the fields and plant the seeds and wait and then harvest, you know, together and enjoy the blessings of harvest. And November's Thanksgiving month as well. So it's an unabashedly positive, I guess I should stress, it's a nonpartisan program. It is Election Day, just a few days after that, and you know, there's lots of viewpoints and stuff on that. I'm sure that the choir themselves, you know, we represent pretty much the full spectrum of political viewpoints, but we come together every Monday night, we work together, we create something. And again, you know, Veterans Day, without the service, the sacrifice, we don't get to go to the polls early November every year and, you know, cast a vote. So they're not unrelated.
When we think back to the crises in the life of our country, whether they be wars or 9/11 or whatever it is, we so often turn to music. We come together with music brought together. Certainly we remember the singing of God Bless America by the Congress people spontaneously on the steps right after 9/11. And where are you doing it?
We're going to be out in the Back Mountain. So Dallas Area High School, they have this incredibly wonderful new auditorium. The Philharmonic did a concert there a couple of years ago. Just, you know, state-of-the-art, big parking lot, fully handicapped accessible, well-lit. I mean, it's a really nice venue. Aside from the fact it's really large, you know, it seats like over 1,000 people, which is probably more seats than we need for a normal, regular-type concert. But we hope there'll be lots of people there, so we have a seat for everyone. There'll be a reception afterwards. I'm pretty sure it's going to be cupcakes with red, white, and blue, you know, icing. I mean, apple pie, the whole kind of Americana rah-rah.
Dr. Alan Baker, music director of the Choral Society of Northeast Pennsylvania, talking with us about the opening concert of the 2016-2017 season this Sunday afternoon, November 6th, at 4 in the new Dallas High School Auditorium just outside Wilkes-Barre. The program titled Songs of Democracy. The admission is free for both American military veterans and current service personnel. And for more information, you can find everything you need at choralsociety.net. choralsociety.net. That's this Sunday afternoon at 4 at the new Dallas High School Auditorium, the Symphonic Chorus of the Choral Society of Northeast Pennsylvania, under the direction of Dr. Alan Baker. Songs of Democracy. For more information, on the web, choralsociety.net, choralsociety.net.